Shabbos Daf Beis. So the Mishnah starts off talking about the malacha of transfer, hotzah, which is basically the action of transferring and moving items from the Rishos HaYachid, the private domain, to the Rishos HaRabim. So hotzah is where you take something from one domain to another domain. So the Mishnah starts off saying that there are two types of transfers that are usur on Shabbos midoraisa. So there are two, which are really four, because in total there are two other derabanan cases. So the Mishnah is going to list what the four cases are. So the first thing that we need to know is that when the Mishnah says a poor person, it's talking about somebody standing in the Rishos HaRabim, and when it talks about the Baal HaBayis, the owner, it's someone who's in the Rishos HaYachid. So the poor person is in the public domain, and the Baal HaBayis, the homeowner, is in the private domain. So the first case is where the poor person puts his hand into the house, and he puts the object into the owner's hand, or the poor person takes an object from the hand of the owner and he puts it down outside. In this case, the poor person is chayav and the owner is pater. The owner didn't do anything, and therefore the poor person is the only one who is liable. The next case is just the opposite, where the baal, the owner, put the object in the poor person's hand outside, or he took an object from the poor person and put it down inside. In this case, the owner is chayav and the poor person is pater. Because again, in this case, the owner is the one who did the entire action. The poor person didn't do anything. He was just passive. The third case is where the poor person put his hand into the house and the baal, the owner, took the object from him and put it down. Here the owner is doing an action. Or the owner placed the object in the poor person's hand and the poor person took it out and put it down, and both of these cases would be pater because neither of them did the entire process of otzah, so they would be chayav derabanan, but on a deraisa level, they didn't both do the entire thing, because the entire action of otzah is picking up and putting down, and each of them did one of those actions. The poor person in one case picked it up, and the owner put it down, and things like that, and they each didn't do the entire action. And the fourth case is the opposite again, where the baal put his hand outside and the poor person took the object, or the poor person put the object into the owner's hands and into his outstretched hand and he put it down. Again, both are pater. So just to explain this a little better, there are a total of eight cases. There are two that are deraisa for the poor person, and these are the two deraisa cases for the poor person. The poor person takes an object and he puts it into the owner's hand, or the poor person takes the object from the owner and puts it down outside. Again, the owner is just being passive in both these cases. And now the two derabanan cases for the poor person is where the poor person takes the object from outside and he extends it into the house, and the owner takes it out of the poor person's hand. Again, neither of them are doing the full action of hotzah. Or the other case of derabanan for the poor, a person is where the poor person takes an object from outside and he gives it to the owner. The owner's hand is outstretched into the public domain, and the poor person puts it into that hand, and the owner brings his hand inside. So those are the four cases regarding the poor person. The two cases which are deoraisa for the baal, one is where he puts the object into the poor person's hand outside. The other is where he takes the object from the poor person's hand and brings it inside. Again, the poor person is being totally passive in these examples. And the two cases that are derabanan for the owner is where the owner gives the object to the poor person and the poor person takes it outside. Or the second case is where the baal takes an object and he extends his hand outside, and the poor person takes that object and brings it outside. Again, both the poor and the baal are doing both the actions. So now the Gemara says, it quotes a Mishnah which says there are two types of oaths that you have to bring a karban if you violate on a deraisa level, but there are really four cases when you bring in the two derabanans. There are two types of forgetting you are tameh. One is where you forgot you were tameh and you went into the Beis HaMikdash. The other is where you forgot you were tameh and you ate karbanos, and these require a karban midoraisa. However, there are another two cases midarabana, which brings up to four. So there are two types, which are really four types of forgetting your tameh, because the two types of derabanan includes where you forgot that you were entering the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't realize this was part of the Beis HaMikdash, or you forgot that the food you were eating was tahor. Not that you forgot your own status, it's that you forgot what you were doing. There are two types of tsaras, which on a Dioraisa level, you have tsaras, and these are really four types because we include the Rabbanans. And then finally, there are the transfers on Shabbos. There are two, which are Dioraisa, which are really four when including the Rabbanan. So the question we ask is, in our Mishnah, this is the text of our Mishnah, there are two types of transfers that are really four in the Rishus HaYachid, in the private domain, and there are two types of transfers that are really four in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public domain. But in that Mishnah, we only said there are two types that are really four. So why do we say there are two types that are four versus differentiating between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim in our Mishnah? So we answer that in our Mishnah, the main topic is Shabbos, so we teach the primary, the Avos cases, and the secondary, Toldah cases. We teach both cases of Avos and Toldos because that's our, you know, that's our topic. The primary cases are where you take something from inside and bring it outside. The secondary cases, the Toldos, are where you bring something outside, inside. So it's called Otsas because that's, you know, bringing it out, taking out. So taking out is going from inside to outside, and so therefore those are the primary cases. The secondary cases are bringing outside in, bringing in. However, that's what our Mishnah is talking about, so that's why it's more elaborate. However, in that Mishnah, the main topic is not Shabbos, so it's only teaching the Avos, the main primary cases, because obviously the main topic is not Shabbos. Have we asked a question on this? There are only two primary cases of taking out, one for the poor person and one for the Baal. There are only two Avos, there are only two, not four. How can that Mishnah say that there are two primary actions, which are really four? Because we said there are only two, there's one for each of the poor and the Baal. So we answer that the Mishnah over there that we quoted means there are two that you have to bring a karban for d'oraisa, and there are really four, because we add another two which have no karban and are d'rabbanan. So it's whether or not you have to bring a karban or not. However, we ask that we compare it to tsaras, in which all four cases require a karban. So too by Shabbos, all four of the cases should be cases which require a karban. So we can't say that it's differentiating between whether or not you need a karban or not. It can't be two, yes, you have to bring a karban, and two, you don't have to bring a karban, because just like tsaras, you have four cases that need to bring a karban. So if Papa answers that here in our Mishnah, we're teaching the cases of d'oraisa and d'rabbanan, and there in the Mishnah we brought, we're only teaching cases of d'oraisa where one party did the entire process, right? We said before that it's d'rabbanan if both parties split the action and one does half. So that Mishnah is only teaching the two cases of d'oraisa. However, we ask, we say there aren't four cases of d'oraisa. There are only two cases of d'oraisa. The only two cases are when one took it out from a rishus hayachid into a rishus harabim, where one person took something out. Those are the only cases that are d'oraisa. So how can that Mishnah we quoted say there are two that are really four? Because there are only two cases of d'oraisa. So we answer that it's two cases that are d'oraisa of taking something out and two cases that are d'oraisa of taking something in. But the Mishnah says Yitzios. Yitzios is taking out. How can you say that there are two cases of taking out and two cases of taking in when Yitziot means taking out? How can you say that? So Rav Ashi answers that Yitziot can also mean bringing in. And he brings a proof from a Mishnah which says, Hamotzi mirashus or rashus chayev, if you are motzi from one domain to another domain, you're chayev. And obviously this must also be including cases of bringing something in, bringing something from a rashus around public domain into the private domain. And it still says the word motzi, which shows that motzi can even be bringing in. So why do we call bringing in, though, yitziot? Yitziot, again, it just means taking out. So why would we say bringing in is yitziot? Because when we use the word yitzios and amotzi, it's saying that any transfer from one domain to another domain is considered a yitziot. Doesn't matter if you're bringing in, taking out. Any transfer of domain is called yitziot. And Ravina brings a proof from our Mishnah, which says yitziot, and then it immediately brings the example of bringing something in. So if we're going to say yitziot, and we're going to bring a proof of bringing something in, and bring the case of bringing something in, then obviously yitziot can also be a case of bringing something in. And Rava brings a different explanation of our Mishnah and that Mishnah that we quoted, that both the Mishnayos, means that there are two domains which are really four, and instead of saying yitziot means transfer, we're saying it means rishuyos, the domains, and we're saying there are two domains which are really considered four, not talking about the acts of transfer. Shkach.